The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. Let's just jump right on in with this one from Real Simple, The Books List, Top Picks for Book Club and Beyond. And they offer five options here. First, a piece of historical fiction, two-time National Book Award winner Jesmyn Ward's new novel, that's W-A-R-D, Let Us Descend is the title, is set in the South before the Civil War. Annis, an enslaved teenager in the Carolinas, gets sold by the man who fathered her to a slave market in New Orleans. As she walks all the way there, she survives by summoning memories of her mother and visions of an ancestral spirit. The writing is so visceral that you truly feel Annis's experience, making the latest from one of our greatest literary minds a devastating, deeply moving masterpiece. Next, an inspiring memoir in How to Say Babylon, that's the title, by Sophia Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R. The poet, now in her late 30s, recounts growing up in Jamaica with a strict Rastafarian father. In their home, women were expected to be obedient above all else and follow stringent rules to maintain their purity, covering their bodies and hair, not having any friends. But Sinclair's mother, oppressed as she was, gave her children books, which became Sinclair's salvation and helped her find the voice that would free her. You'll be riveted by this powerful woman's journey. Next, inventive fantasy. Picture an old house on a plot of land in western Massachusetts. Now imagine all the lives that have passed through it over 400 years, starting with a pair of young lovers who've run off from their Puritan colony. In the book North Woods, by Pulitzer Prize finalist Daniel Mason, the setting becomes the main character, and stories of the house's past, romance, murder, ghosts, combined with Mason's stunning descriptions of nature, will get you thinking about the history of the place you call home. Next, a dramatic page-turner. When a stranger is found dead in the backyard of John Kim's California home, he and his adult children are rattled but assume it's random, until they find out he was carrying a letter to Sonny, their wife and mother, who disappeared a year earlier. Taking place in 1999 and the late 1970s, after Sonny first arrives in America from Korea, the book What We Kept to Ourselves by Nancy Ju-Yoon Kim, K-I-M, part mystery, part family story, examines the consequences of harboring secrets. And a relatable read called Wellness by Nathan Hill, H-I-L-L, follows Jack and Elizabeth, who fall in love as college students immersed in the underground art scene in the 1990s Chicago. 20 years later, they're a married couple dealing with parenthood and home ownership, trying to reconcile who they were with who they've become, both together and apart. With hilarious commentary about our culture's fixation on health and happiness, this novel beautifully probes how we cope with change. Next, from Real Simple. Travel. Make every day of vacay the best it can be. How often do you get to take a trip? Probably not as often as you'd like. So let's use that time wisely. These tips can help no matter where you're going or what's on the agenda. We've all made jokes about how we need a vacation after our vacation. It's funny because it's true. On some trips, you work so hard at maximizing each moment you run yourself ragged. On others, you feel like you didn't get to do half of what you'd hoped. The solution is balance, says Jerry Justin Alexador, founder and CEO of Black Zama, a Tulum, Mexico-focused travel company. Doing activities and exploring the culture of a place are important, but you should also give yourself time to actually relax, he says. Here are tricks for nailing that vacation vibe every single day you're away. And there are several bullet items here. First, departure day. You've wrapped up as much work as you possibly could. Set your out-of-office message and put pinch hitters in place. We know this because you're a real simple reader. Now, for anyone who needs to hear it, do not feel guilty about having boundaries, says Globetrotter Tracy McGee, founder of the travel accessories line Ms. Jet Setter. You've earned this time. If you absolutely have to check email, designate certain hours for doing so, and stick to them. Some people may try to push your limits, McGee says, but if you start responding to messages, your coworkers will take that as a sign that you're on. Then they'll respond to your responses. Once you've packed, and if time allows, do some cleaning, says Shana Mizrahi, founder and CEO of the luxury travel service Viva Voyage. Wash the dishes, change your sheets, and tidy up so you have a nice space to come back to, she says. Then pour yourself a drink, whether a martini or chamomile tea, and relax. Vacation has officially begun. The first day there? Keep your arrival days simple, because a delayed flight could make you miss out on something. Getting settled in your accommodations is your primary task. Can't check in yet? Stash your luggage at the hotel or in a locker. Pack a day bag with your wallet and necessities, hand sanitizer, water, a snack, and explore, Mizrahi says. If you've crossed any time zones or you're just bleary from the plane, walk in the sunlight can help get your body's circadian rhythm back on track. Avoid napping. It could prolong your adjustment. Alexador says to drink lots of water and limit caffeine and alcohol, which can further disrupt your sleep, and resist the urge to turn in early. You want that first night to be as normal as possible, so go to bed at your usual time, but in your new time zone, he says. Sightseeing days. Instead of trying to take in everything and burning yourself out, make a list of musts for the trip and aim for just a few activities a day, advises Tom Marchant, owner of Black Tomato, a New York City-based travel company. Consider booking a curated tour early in the trip, not that first day, and take note of any spots you want to return to later. If you're someplace warm, plan outdoor activities for the mornings before it gets too hot. Book attractions for lunchtime. Sites are usually less crowded when others are eating. And decide if you need to spend time walking around a landmark or if a drive-by will do. If your itinerary is especially packed, try to start at the spot furthest from your hotel and make stops on the way back. And then schedule the busiest days for the middle of your trip so you have time to recharge before heading home. Low-key days. The secret to a seamless stretch of time splashing around in the pool or ocean? A little prep. A day or so beforehand, call your hotel and ask if you can reserve a prime seat or a cabana. Some beaches even allow you to reserve chairs. As you luxuriate, make sure you hydrate. Aaron Lofton, founder of the Traveling Counselor in St. Pete, Florida, recommends drinking one bottle of water for every adult beverage you finish. Want to relax extra hard with a spa treatment? Book it early to nab your ideal time slot, says David Hawkraven, owner of Designed Travel in Seattle. If you're staying in an Airbnb, call nearby hotels and see if anyone works on contract and is willing to come to you, he says. After dark, maybe you're an in-bed-by-nine type on most nights. On vacation, it's worth rallying and staying up late at least once to experience the nightlife, which is often how a place will reveal itself to you. You don't want to miss the famous reggae band that doesn't come on till 10, or the renowned paella place that opens at 9. The staff at your hotel's front desk can suggest where to go and give any safety advice. I've found some of the greatest off-the-beaten-path places just by asking the bell captain, McGee says. When hunting for a fancy dinner, keep in mind that a stellar view and sky-high prices don't ensure great food, says Shay Howard, owner of Travel by Shay in Miami, Florida. Look at reviews from multiple sources and ask around for recommendations. Your fellow hotel guests might have some good ones. And on the last day, how you end a vacation matters as much as how you start it. If your return flight is later in the day, yay for more time, request a late checkout from your hotel or return your keys and stash your bag until it's time to leave. When you get to the airport, Keep the vacation vibe going by popping into a lounge where you can kick back with free nibbles and drinks. You can often get in even if you're flying in coach. Certain credit cards grant access to VIP lounges all over the world, Ms. Rahi says. Once you've boarded and you start to miss vacation you, just remember you're headed back to a tidy home and you know how to vacay again next time. And since Halloween is coming up, I've got, from Woman's Day, two boo-it-yourself easy wreaths. The first one is called Bugging Out. Spray paint a foam wreath black and then hot glue plastic spiders onto it. We used metallic spray paint on our spiders to make them pop. And it's just covered with spiders of all sizes. And it looks really good against an orange door. And their other option, I want candy. Gather an assortment of candies that feature fall and Halloween colors. Then wrap a foam wreath with ribbon. Then hot glue the goodies to the wreath, layering and overlapping as you go. Finish with a coordinating bow. Kids will love that, right? From Celebrate magazine. This is a new one on me, but it looks pretty good. They've got some guides here for you for Halloween. Scary gourd looks, G-O-U-R-D looks. Put down the knife and skip the gory details of pumpkin carving. These kid-friendly, no-carved designs will animate your squash without the mess. First, googly-eyed gourds. These faces deliver big personality in a couple of simple steps. Wipe pumpkins clean and let dry. Then paint on mouths, noses, and circles for eyes with acrylic crafts paint. Attach googly eyes with hot glue. For the larger pumpkin's eyes, remove stems from mini pumpkins and attach to larger pumpkins with skewers. And another option, hairball. Covered in shimmering tinsel, these monster pumpkins are ready to party. Cut a hole in the center of a store-bought tinsel wig for the stem to fit through. With the wig in place, give your monster a haircut. Make ping pong balls into eyes by adding cut-in-half cupcake liners for eyelids and round stickers for pupils. Stick assembled eyes to the wig with double-sided adhesive dots. For teeth, cut out shapes from white craft foam and glue or stick to the wig. Picasso approved. Misshapen noses may not win beauty contests, but these cubist characters are sure to get the prize for creativity. Simply spray paint clean, dry pumpkins, then add details with acrylic paint. And team players, score big with these MVPs. Use white and leather brown spray paint on clean, dry pumpkins to make baseball and football type designs out of them. Outline baseball stitches with pencil and fill in with red paint. For the football stripes and laces, add strips of white artist tape in places where the pumpkin already has indentations. For basketball pumpkin, use black artist tape to create ribs. Oh, that's the one where it's in the indentations, not the football one. All right. From Good Housekeeping, Mediterranean lifestyle, eat for a long life. The Mediterranean diet is inspired by the dining habits of those living in countries surrounding the Mediterranean Sea, including Greece, Spain, and Italy. Since it's more a way of eating than a restrictive weight loss plan, it makes maintaining good eating habits more sustainable in the long run and has a ton of health benefits. It reduces heart disease risk. In the Mediterranean diet, heart-healthy, omega-3-rich fish is emphasized, and healthy fats such as olive oil, which is rich in monounsaturated fat and associated with lowering bad cholesterol. That's encouraged. In a 2018 study in JAMA Network Open, Women who followed the diet had 25% less risk of developing heart disease over the course of 12 years. The diet also fights inflammation. Scientific evidence suggests that this diet is anti-inflammatory, which makes sense given that antioxidant-rich foods like dark leafy greens, avocados, and berries are prominent in it. Such foods can combat inflammation and even serve as bodyguards, protecting skin. Also prevents cognitive decline. The diet stresses eating plant-based foods that are naturally rich in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. According to certain studies, following this type of diet may also slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease and can help reduce dementia risk. So, how to prep like a pro? First, batch cook ingredients. Prep grains in bulk ahead of time so you can quickly assemble healthy meals. Cook once, eat twice. Double up on proteins or veggies that can be repurposed for lunch the next day. Freeze now, feast later. Store single portions in the freezer so you always have an option ready to go. And prep after shopping. When you get home from the store, take time to chop some of your produce. Some key foods for the Mediterranean diet: produce, fruits, and veggies should take up at least half your plate. Whole grains, such as farro, quinoa, barley, and oats, are loaded with nutrients and versatile enough to work with practically any meal. Lean proteins and fatty fish feature chicken, fish, shellfish, and lean cuts of red meat in moderate amounts. Extra virgin olive oil, we also call that EVU, used in everything from salad dressings and hummus to marinades and roasted veggies, high-quality olive oil is a great source of heart-healthy, unsaturated fats. And legumes, beans, and lentils are reliable and affordable staples that serve as shelf-stable protein sources and offer a slew of vitamins and minerals. Use them to add a dose of filling fiber or some plant-based protein. How to? Getting started on the Mediterranean diet. Pick your pantry. Pack your pantry. Stock up on dried herbs, spices, olive oil, legumes, nuts, grains, and seeds. 2. Plan out your meals. Decide what you want to eat before hunger hits. That'll set you up for success. 3. Shop smart. Fill your fridge with staples you know you like or are excited to try. And 4. Prioritize plant-based. Aim to have a veggie-packed salad or a produce-powered side dish with every meal. From Woman's Day, I have a teenager. My own teen years were tumultuous. Leading up to my daughter's big birthday, I was anxious. I kept hearing my late father's voice in my head, "What goes around comes around." So I sought the wisdom of my friend Alexandra Edens, founder of At the Big Life Journal, for 5 tips for raising an awesome teenager. She told me, 1, be accepting. Embrace your teen's quirks and individuality. Let them have that weird haircut. This is the age of awkwardness and self-discovery. 2, treat every problem as seriously as they do. Ask, do you want me to help or just listen? And let them figure it out on their own if they don't want your help. 3, be the person they call when they mess up. They will do risky things and make mistakes. If they don't feel safe telling you, you won't be able to help. 4, praise their character more than their achievements. Paint a picture of their best self and affirm it often. Your voice will become their inner voice. And 5, apologize. When you make mistakes, and you will, say you're sorry. That lets them know it's safe to screw up and builds trust. Armed with this great advice, I felt ready to celebrate with a family trip to Palm Beach, because the best gifts will forever be those you can't unwrap. And from Woman's Day, a little heads up about some dates coming up. First of all, the 16th, that would be the day this will be first aired, is Dictionary Day. And the 18th of October, International Legging Day. So if you remember, pull out your leggings and wear them. And from Real Simple, in season, pears. It's time This sweet fall fruit stops playing second fiddle to the apple. Shop. Look for pears free of cuts and bruises, but know that rough brown spots called russeting are A-OK and don't affect the flavor. Store. Pears will continue to ripen at room temperature. To speed up the process, store multiples in a paper bag. Once they're ripe, put them in the crisper for up to 5 days. And to eat, softer varieties like Bartlett and Stark Crimson are best as a snack, on a cheese board, or sliced into salads. Bake firm varieties like Bosque and Concord into sweet or savory tarts. They're fabulous with bacon. Juicy Anjou pears. Shine raw or cooked. From Woman's Day, here's some Halloween party foods. Pico de gallo with bat chips is the first. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time as well. And serves 4 to 6. We need 4 plum tomatoes, seeded and cut into quarter-inch pieces. 1 small jalapeno pepper, finely chopped. 1/2 of a small red onion, finely chopped. 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice. 1/4 cup cilantro. Kosher salt and pepper. Large white and green tortillas. Olive oil for brushing. Heat oven to 350. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. In a bowl, toss tomatoes, jalapeno, onion, lime juice, cilantro, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. To make the bat chips, lightly brush the tortillas with oil, then using large bat-shaped cookie cutter, cut out the shapes. Arrange on a prepared baking sheet and bake until crisp, 8 to 10 minutes. Serve with the pico de gallo. And they've got a test kitchen tip. For bat chips that have a bit more bite, sprinkle them with a combination garlic powder, onion powder, and paprika after brushing them with the oil. Next, pumpkin hummus. And it's not really made of pumpkin, I don't think. It looks like pumpkin. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and it makes 2 cups. We need 1 red pepper, halved and seeded, a 15-ounce can of chickpeas, rinsed, 1 small clove of garlic, finely chopped, 1/4 cup tahini, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1/4 teaspoon ground cumin, kosher salt and pepper, celery with leaves for decorating, plus additional celery sticks for serving. Heat broiler. Place pepper cut sides down on rimmed baking sheet and broil until charred, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer to a bowl, cover, and let sit until cool enough to handle. Peel off skin and discard. Transfer pepper to the food processor along with chickpeas, garlic, tahini, lemon juice, paprika, cumin, and 1/4 teaspoon each, salt and pepper. Puree until smooth. Serve in a bowl with celery stick as stock and additional celery sticks for dipping. Decorate with celery leaves. So they have it served in a round bowl so that it looks like a pumpkin, with celery sticks sticking out the top looking like the vine. And guacamole witch. This active in total, 15 minutes, serves 4 to 6. We need 1/2 of a small white onion, 1 small jalapeno, finely chopped, 1/4 cup cilantro, finely chopped, kosher salt and pepper, 2 large avocados, 2 to 3 tablespoons fresh lime juice, blue corn tortilla chips, spiralized carrots, cornichon radish slices, stuffed olive slices, black olive pieces, small red pepper pieces, capers, and chives for decorating. So this is mostly about decorating. In a medium bowl, combine onion, jalapeno, cilantro, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Using the back of fork, lightly mash. Add avocados and lime juice and mash to combine. Now transfer guacamole to a plate, and you sort of form it into a face shape, almost like a side view. Place tortilla chips at the top of the face to make the hat shape, and spiralized carrots around the sides for hair. Add cornichon for nose and radish and stuffed olive slices for eyes. Place black olive pieces above eyes for eyebrows. Add red pepper pieces for lips and capers and chives for hairy warts. So if you just want to make guacamole, you can skip all the fancy decorating parts. From Woman's Day, jalapeno popper potato salad. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and this serves 10. Great to take to a party. We need 8 slices bacon, 2 pounds of small Yukon Gold potatoes, about 14, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1/4 cup white wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons finely sliced chives, plus more for serving, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 6 ounces cheddar cheese, coarsely grated, or 2 cups, 2 jalapenos, seeded if desired, thinly sliced. Heat oven to 400, arrange bacon on a rimmed baking sheet, and roast until crisp, 12 to 15 minutes. Transfer to a paper towel lined plate. Chop once cool. Meanwhile, place potatoes in a large wide pot, cover with cold water, and bring to a boil. Add 1/2 tablespoon of salt, reduce heat, and simmer until just tender, 18 to 22 minutes. Drain and run potatoes under cold water to cool. Then cut into 1-inch pieces. While potatoes cook, in a large bowl, whisk together mayo, vinegar, chives, garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add potatoes and stir to coat. Then fold in bacon, cheddar, and jalapenos. Serve sprinkled with chives. And from Good Housekeeping, 5-ingredient balsamic chicken caprese. And I can tell you, they kind of fudge on that 5. You'll see what I mean. First of all, active time 15 minutes. Total time is 30. First ingredient is chicken. Heat oven to 400 degrees. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large oven-proof skillet on medium-high. Season 4 6-ounce boneless skinless chicken breast, about 1.5 pounds total, with 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and then cook until deep golden brown on one side, 4 to 5 minutes. Next, flip chicken and cook 1 minute. Reduce heat to medium. Add 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar. Gently simmer until slightly thickened and syrupy, 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer skillet to the oven and roast 10 minutes. Turn chicken to coat in vinegar. Top with 6 ounces of fresh mozzarella cheese, which has been sliced, and roast until the chicken registers 165 degrees on an instant read thermometer and cheese begins to melt about 2 minutes. And last, serve topped with 1/4 cup of basil leaves and 1 vine-ripe or heirloom tomato sliced 1/4 inch thick, and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Drizzle with any additional balsamic glaze left in the skillet, if desired. And this serves 4. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.